This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Getting your day started happens every day, but getting it started right doesn't happen every day. And the right way to start your day is by spending some time with God. I help you do that each morning at this same time as we open the Bible and just see what God might have to say to us. It's great to set your mind at the beginning of the day with God's perspective on life. We're talking this week about building your faith. And you know, you want to be a person who knows God well enough that you can trust Him. It's important to trust God, of course, when you first come to Him in faith for the forgiveness of the issues in your life that have offended Him, so that you can begin this relationship with Him. But after you begin that relationship, you need to build on that faith. Your faith needs to become a relational faith, so that you're trusting in someone that you know. You're not just trusting in a set of beliefs that you hold. No, there's a person that you've come to know, and you've seen His involvement in your life, and there's a confidence so that you trust Him no matter what He allows into your life, no matter what you don't understand. What you do understand is that God has proven Himself trustworthy to you, and that His motives are pure towards you always. I want to go to Psalm 37, 34 with you today as we talk about building your faith. This is what David writes. He says, "Wait for the Lord, and keep His way, and He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it." You know, one of the things that really keeps us from praying with faith is our perceived busyness. There's so much pressure in life, isn't there? The pressure, as soon as you wake up, your mind starts filling with the things that you have to get done today. And the needs of this world often seem more important than taking time with God. And when that happens, our priorities are getting warped. Pressures, they push us to put on the shelf time with God. But maybe it's time we rearranged our schedule and rearranged our priorities so that we recognize that time with God comes first. What does the Bible say? Wait for the Lord and keep His way. Don't let pressure force you to turn aside from waiting on the Lord. Wait for Him. Take time with God. Start out by just sitting down with your Bible open and say, "God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today?" Get a plan for reading through portions of Scripture and start reading, but reading with your heart open to God. And as you read and as you absorb what God's revealing about Himself and about how He acts with people, then also put the issues of your day into your thoughts and prayers and conversation with God and say, "Lord, give me insight. How do you want me to respond to this person? How do you want me to interact with this situation? What would be the right thing here? I don't see how doing what's right will fit with the expectations of me in my job. Lord, how should I respond to that?" Do you know that God loves to respond to those kinds of practical prayers? You want to build your faith? Wait for the Lord. Take time with Him. Obey Him as He leads you. And watch your faith begin to grow. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.